I'm going to tell you, to read you, something about the opera that you are going to see and to hear. You are going to hear not one of the best Verdi's opera, which is written vocally not for the better, which is archaizing, returning to the style of Mozart and his contemporaries. He is totally lacking in invention or novelty. He is not at all the best of taste. It is Verdi's weakest opera. You see? This is what you are going to see.
To hear.
It is a huge masterwork. It is one of the famous trilogy of Verdi, Traviata, Trovatore, and Rigoletto, that many consider the real masterpieces of Verdi. Have you ever noticed that some Mozart singer very rarely sings Verdi? So, to sing a Verdi opera requires a very specific taste, technique, natural kind of voice, a kind of legato which is different than Rossini.
Rigoletto is a very unhappy person, you know, because he's physically, it's crooked and not so like the beautiful, not so sympathetic. He cannot do nothing. His job is only to be a jester and duke ballast and make only the people to laughing, yes? If we see this like musically, it's really very fantastic roles, and because it's many different colors, and I like the first, like jesters with many emotional, with many smiling at some. This then after when he's along with great father, lovely father with daughter, and the like the very soft emotion with, and then after again when he's returned in the Duke Palace, very angry about these courtesans that they robbed his daughter, and of course in the final that's great tragedy for him, and it's so fantastic music. His wife is dead, and only what he has, it's 61 daughter only. And he said to the daughter that, so la patria and the family, my friends, and of course only it's you in only you in my life.
Prostredníctvom svojho otca, svojej pestunky Giovanny a nakoniec teda najviac prostredníctvom Duka ten skutočný život spoznáva vo všetkých jeho podobách.
So then thanks her father and her nanny and thanks to Duke she is recognizing the right life.
Mm-hmm. Prvýkrát sa skutočne zamiluje do muža. Je to pre ňu úplne nový pocit, nevie si s tým dať rady vlastne.
She is feeling she fell in love very first time and it's very new feelings for her.
A je natoľko zalúbená, že je ochotná nakoniec kvôli tomuto citu aj zomrieť.
And she is so in love that she is ready to die for it.
Vlastne mám túto postavu veľmi rada preto, že mi ponúka okrem tých krásnych lirických pasáží a duetov a árií aj veľmi dramatické momenty.
I like this part because it offers me not only lyrical but also dramatic moments.
Ako napríklad v druhom a treťom dejstve, kde už skutočne ako sa povie, ide do tuhého, hej. Že už vlastne ide zomrieť.
Especially in the second and third part when she's going to die.
Personaggio di Duca è un giovane ragazzo ricco, un duca, che vuole solo divertirsi e senza scrupoli.
The character of the Duke is a character of a young guy who is rich and cares only about amusing himself.
E, questo personaggio qua non ha scrupoli, prova di divertirsi anche con le donne dei uomini della sua corte.
He has no scruples and he tries to amuse with all the women of the court.
Questa bella per me pari sono alta di corno, di torno mi vedo, del mio cuore l'impero non cedo, meglio ad una che ad altra beltà. La costura avvenenza è quel dono che il fatto ne migliora la vita. So di questa mi torna la vita, forse un'altra, forse un'altra, domani lo sarà.
Però questo personaggio, a contrario di Rigoletto, che anche Rigoletto non è meglio di Duca, solo che lui subisce la dramma e per questo alla gente ci dispiace e sembra che è buono, ma non è così.
He says that his character is not too different from Rigoletto, because even Rigoletto is a nasty man, just that the tragedy goes above Rigoletto and there is no tragedy on the Duke.
E parliamo un po' anche dal lato vocale, è un ruolo che ha bisogno di una facilità, diciamo, vocale e un registro, diciamo, ben legato e un acuto pronto, diciamo.
Vocally it is an interesting and difficult role because it asks for a long range, for a good, very good top and a certain kind of voice typical for this role.
Fucile is a professional killer. It's not very usual profession, but I would say that in the opera, with this romantic flavor and so on, the professional killers, they are coming very, very seldom. But in this opera, it's interesting because he's not even alone. He has a company with his sister. It means that in a certain way he sells his own sister or uses her to seduce the future victim, and to, as he says in Italian, she tries to seduce the future victim, and then the rest of the job does the brother, Sparafucile.
The character of Maddalena, well, let's see. There's really not an easy way of putting this. She pretty much is just a prostitute. And that's really how it is. But, you know, the nice part about it is that she is also got a romantic side to her. She does have a heart, and it's because of that that she ends up basically, I think, falling in love with the Duke pretty quickly, but then again, that's opera. And she begs her brother, the assassin, to please not assassinate the Duke. Sadly for Gilda overhears this, of course, and then ends up sacrificing herself as a result. But, you know, Maddalena ends up getting what she wants. And so she's not just a two-dimensional character, which is kind of nice. She's only in the last act of the opera, so you don't see too much of her. But you do get a more rounded view of her character than you probably would of someone with a character that short.
There's a little danger of sometimes taking Rigoletto for granted. Because it is popular, and it's done very often, sometimes it's approached a little bit, for my taste, superficially. I think there's an incredible amount in it, and I would like to just kind of bring some of the important aspects of it for you, and especially define your participation in it, and give you some ideas.
When I work, I like very much to touch upon the layers in many ways, layers of society, of course, you know, and also the psychological layers. And it's rather difficult because some of it can be rather subtle, and the audience might not even be aware of it, but it creates the whole texture of the scene. And I like very much to sensitize all the artists and, of course, the chorus, even the dancers, about these layers and the kind of the functions that every one of these layers has in order to create what I hope to God is going to be the whole of it, which is the performance. As a stage director, my greatest compliment would be that nobody would notice what I've done, and everybody would leave the performance and say, oh my God, wasn't this a fabulous piece? God, what a fabulous piece this is, dramatically, musically, and all that. So whatever layers I work with, I want them to come together in a very subtle format, not in any obvious way, unless, of course, I'm making satire, I'm making a social commentary, which I usually don't like, you know. I'm the old-fashioned type, like Samuel Goldwyn. If I got a message, I'm going to use Western Union.
This occasion is really a bacchanal. A bacchanal is a kind of an aristocratic orgy, okay? So it's all sensuous. It's not a kind of a grand bar. is not any of these kind of Assyrian. So there's a lot of sensuality, there's a lot of flirtations with the ladies, a kind of there should be an erotic tension.
I feel that opera is the greatest art form created by the human mind, and it's a composite art form. It's got everything in it, of course, the music and the acting and the set and all that, and dance. Dance has always played a very important part in the world of opera.
The first scene in this opera is 15 minutes long. It's a whirlwind. It's the only time we see the dancers, but they play an important role because they are the energy. They, I think they're a personification of the depravity of this society. 801-2-3-4-5-6-7 801-2-3-4-5-6-7 801-2-3-4-5-6-7 801-2. We've used them as a way to rouse the party up. So the first thing that you see when the curtain comes up after Rigoletto is these dancers running into the space, and they bring the chorus around them. They play to the chorus, they play to Rigoletto, they run up the stairs. They are very much a part of the party. We have not separated them, or we've not attempted to separate them at all from the chorus, from the supers, from the principals, who are also at this party. It's one big scene. It's not separated into chunks.
Across and meet her hand as it comes to you. Okay? So again, we bow, kissing the hand, and 1, 2, 3, bowing, 4, 5.
The piece that I'm doing with my non-dancers as well as my dancers is the minuet, and it's my 10 dancers plus 14 non-dancers, 7 female supers as well as 7 chorus men, as well as 2 principals who are also dancing very briefly in the minuet, our Duke and our Countess Chaprana.
She's going to turn down stage. You're going to take a little walk.
I make the dance the way I want to see it, regardless of whether or not they have dance training or not, and I teach it that way. My hope is, and my experience is, that most of the time, people who really want to be doing these pieces will rise to the occasion. And my 14 non-dancing women and men are fantastic, and they have risen to the occasion, and they look really great.
The habit of Verdi was writing an opera as fast as possible in a couple of months for not losing the continuity of the color, not losing the tinta. The femotinta means color, and color means the correct instrumentation, the correct turn of the melodies, the correct the connection of the rhythm from one piece to the other. He was looking for the unity of the piece.
Big number 4, bar 307. Okay.
Know where we are. Do it again. Yeah. Do it again. Thank you for the pizzicati. Thank you.
I think Rigoletto plays a very vital a role in the development of Verdi, and especially in the transition from the earlier period of Attila and Jerusalem and all the others, and going then towards the depth and the richness of Don Carlos.
Tu che un padre ridi al dolore.
got this very three-dimensional way of really delivering a human drama. I think that it's that sort of artful work that is transcends time. It makes no difference when it will be played. It will always be received very personally, very intimately.
Flirt, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whoa! I sort of like it like that.